Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, September 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Bowling Green is conducting a free drive-through COVID testing site at Pioneer Park, and today is the last day. Testing began on September 2nd. And will last until September 8th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nickerson Ulrich Building at Pioneer Park, 2820 Picnic Lane in Zolfo Springs. Once again, those times are 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Fort Meade for a matchup against the Miners. We will have live coverage of this game, and you can listen at 1310 AM, 102.1 FM, or online at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for an IT technician. Basic qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, work eligibility in the U.S., at least 19 years of age, valid driver's license, no felony convictions, a two-year degree in computer science or related field, and 2 years of experience operating and repairing computer peripherals. AutoZone and Sebring is looking for a parts delivery driver who must be at least 18 years of age, meet their driver requirements, have the ability to work a flexible schedule and lift loads, and excellent communication and decision-making skills. Michaels and Sebring is looking for a cashier. Help customers shop the store and be able to find what they're looking for. Ensure all customers receive a fast and friendly checkout experience. Maintain store recovery standards to deliver the brand promises and prevent shrink with friendly service. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy. Temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 74%. Heat index 87. Winds northeast at 6.9 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 29.91 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:47 a.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Wednesday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%, heat index values up to 105, and Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Three quarters of U.S. farmers say they'll vote for President Trump in the upcoming November presidential election despite trade disruptions, tumbling grain prices, and rising farm bankruptcies. AgriMarketing.com reports the poll by Farm Futures asked if the presidential election was held today, would you vote for President Trump? Some 75% said yes, significantly higher than the 60% who said yes to the same question in 2018 just after the China trade war began, and 66% in 2019. Beekeepers in the region around Vacaville, California say the LNU Lightning Complex fire caused severe losses that threatened their businesses and their ability to provide pollination services to almonds and other crops. In part, that's because the fires hit at a time of the year when beekeepers repopulate their colonies for almond pollination in the following February. The fires also damaged or destroyed bee habitat and forage. Despite COVID-19 lower commodity prices and trade issues, USDA researchers are calling for the farm sector profits to rise this year in its latest 2020 farm sector income forecast. According to AgWeb.com, net cash farm income is forecast to increase $4.9 billion to $115.2 billion in 2020. Inflation-adjusted net cash farm income is forecast to increase $4 billion from 2019, which would be a 5.7% above the 2000 to 2019 average of $109 billion.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Yesterday, I introduced you to Burrow, the autonomous robot that transports fruit from where it is picked to where it is packed. But Burrow CEO Charlie Anderson sees the innovation going far beyond just helping with harvest. He sees it as a platform to bring automation onto specialty crop farms.
The challenge with these industries is that each respective crop is relatively small from a market size perspective. And so you need an enormous amount of talent to do certain things within each crop. And so for that reason, I think that what you're going to have is companies that are focused on doing things like yields and blueberries, digital entomology in certain spaces, and they're going to be taking data off of platforms like ours and then providing that data back to growers in a creative way. And we see our platform being something that enables them to do that.
Anderson also sees the platform as an economical entry point, which may lead to not only data, but potentially crop scouting and spot spraying.
And so most of the customers that we are working with right now see this logical progression. They recognize that if we get autonomy into our operation, we might get like a 20 to 40% efficiency today, which is quite significant with labor going to 15 or 18 bucks an hour with it, when it's fully burdened. But beyond that, you have a vision-based platform online that can over time be scaled up to do more things.
You can learn more about Burrow on tomorrow's episode of the Business of Blueberries podcast, which can be downloaded on any podcast player.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
That's your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Wall Street expecting another strong quarterly report card from Kroger. Analysts predict the supermarket operator will report Friday that its earnings and revenue rose sharply in the May-July quarter from a year earlier. That would echo the company's results in the February-April period. Kroger is benefiting from solid sales as Americans stock up during the pandemic. Consumers are also relying more on grocery shopping as many restaurants have been shuttered or open on a limited basis. European stock markets have closed with strong gains after a more subdued day in Asia. Wall Street remained closed, of course, for trading in stocks for the Labor Day holiday and after turning in its biggest weekly drop in over 2 months last Friday. Investors have been encouraged by hopes for a coronavirus vaccine and central bank infusions of cash into struggling economies. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Expert Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Tampa Bay Rays dropped a 6-1 decision to the last-place Washington Nationals as Max Scherzer scattered six hits over seven scoreless innings. Rays manager Kevin Cash was asked about his team being 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position.
Recognize who you're facing, and you're not going to get many opportunities when you're facing a guy as talented as Scherzer is. Almost seemed like his fastball got better as the game went on.
Scherzer is 4-2, but the defending World Series champion Nationals have the third worst record in the National League. In the American League, the Yankees enjoyed a 6-2 lead against Toronto Monday before the Jays erupted for 10 runs the sixth inning of a 12-7 run to the Bombers. West leader Oakland shut out Houston 6-0, handing the Astros their fifth straight loss. Central leader Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-2. The Royals have dropped seven in a row. Ryan Jeffers hit his first Major League home run in Minnesota's 6-2 win over Detroit. Seattle beat Texas 8-4. The Mariners have won six straight. This is SRN Sports. NL Central leader Chicago beat St. Louis 5-1. Kyle Hendricks won eight innings for his fifth win of the year.
I put in a lot of hard work, not only this past offseason, but during the time off, quarantine, changing my routine workout-wise, so I feel stronger than ever before. And, yeah, I want to be that guy for my team, just to be out there, take the ball every fifth day, and go deep. Go deep in games and eat up innings.
Juan Segura's two-run homer, the 10th, gave Philadelphia a 9-8 win over the Mets. Miguel Rojas had four hits, including a go-ahead double in the 10th, and Miami's 5-4 win over Atlanta. Kevin Gausman had three relievers, combined in a three-hitter. In San Francisco's 4-2 win over Arizona, Jurickson Profar's RBI double in the 9th allowed San Diego to beat Colorado 1-0. The NBA playoffs, Boston defeated Toronto 111-89, the Celtics with a 3-2 series lead. It was the LA Clippers 113, Denver 107, the Clippers up 2-1 in that series. A lone game of the NHL saw Tampa Bay rout the New York Islanders 8-2 in the opening game of the Eastern Conference Final. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And with that, we conclude our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: I don't believe in astrology, I'm a Sagittarius, and we're skeptical. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.